Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Mike Spain joins us, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Why don't we start right now with the issue of Troy, New York, and as your headline says, a theater flap.
Yeah, now that the 11-theater bowtie multiplex cinema project for the heart of downtown Troy has fallen through, the project's developer is demanding the city reimburse nearly $250,000 in fees and costs related to the project, claiming the deal failed because the city couldn't fulfill its promises. The letter came from Bowtie Cinema after a previous developer for the former City Hall site downtown had filed a lawsuit in September to block the $22.7 million movie theater project. That lawsuit halted the project shortly before it was expected to receive the final approval from the City Planning Commission. And a lawsuit is still pending in court. A spokesman for the Troy mayor, Patrick Madden, said the administration is attempting to resolve the situation with Bowtie Cinema. The city had promoted the theaters with an estimated patronage of 10,000 people weekly as the cornerstone for creating a new 18-hour downtown that would funnel more customers into local businesses. It all fell through. It was the fourth time a proposal made for this former City Hall site has failed.
Well, something else has failed. We're talking about Mount McGregor Prison. The former prison was set up to have ideas come in to retool the facility, and now they've canceled the search because there's no ideas. What's happening?
Well, they said the state economic development says that they have not received any feasible proposals, so they're going to put it on hold and try to come up with another way to use the Mount McGregor prison complex in Saratoga County. They stopped the formal search. This is a great site. It's on a hilltop in Saratoga County, 325 acres, and they were hoping to lure a developer maybe for a housing project or some industrial purpose. And they had a couple of proposals that just were not feasible. One developer was looking to make horror movies there, and that just didn't make any sense. And another had an idea for solar panels, but they really just wanted to buy the property for $1,000, which didn't go over well. So they're going to try to market it different ways and still come up with something. But right now, it's all on hold.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Albany Times Union. For more, go to timesunion.com, where you can read these stories and about the new arena football. It's back in Albany, the announcement coming today. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.